but that we remember every day to give thanks to you for all the wonderful things that you are doing in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Now, Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear your word and a heart to receive your word, knowing that your word will never ever return to you void, but it will accomplish your will in this earth and in our lives. Glory to your name. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for that. Thank you for your anointing upon me, Lord, to minister your word. I don't take that lightly, but I'm honored. And I give you the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right. Go ahead again and turn in your Bibles to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. And I want to begin reading again at verse 20. And this will be somewhat of a review of some of the things we covered last week. But I want you to open your ears, open your heart to receive this evening. But in verse 20, it says, and this is really not the beginning. Well, let me tell you, on the way into Jerusalem, the Bible tells us that Jesus was hungry, and he saw this fig tree. It had leaves, but he went over to check it out, and it had no fruit. Had leaves, but no fruit. And that's another sermon right there, isn't it? Leaves with no fruit. But we won't preach it tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And so he spoke to the fig tree. And he told the fig tree, from this point on, you will bear no fruit. And of course, they went on into the city. Verse 20 says, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you curse has withered away. And so Jesus answered and said to them, Peter brought attention to the withered fig tree, but Jesus spoke to them. And he's speaking to us today as well. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Say that again. Have faith in God. There's nothing else that we can depend on. No one that we can depend on like we can God. Sometimes it happens to folk, even their best friends, sometimes let them down, disappoint them. Sometimes it's the person that you love the most that will disappoint you, betray you, not be faithful to you. But I'm here to tell you that God is always faithful. And he always, without exception, he always tells the truth to us. Amen. Matter of fact, there's some things God can't do. Well, let me say it this way. There's one thing God can't do. He can't lie to you. He can't lie to me, because it's not even his nature. Lying is the satanic nature. Are you listening to me? Lies and deceptions come from the devil. It didn't come from God. That's not even God, who God is. The Bible tells us that God is love. You hear me? God is love. God is faithful. And you know, we could go on and on and on. So Jesus told them, have faith in God. And I repeat that to you right now. Have faith in God. Put your faith, put your trust in God. Because there are things that come down the pipe that there's nothing we can do. Doesn't matter how smart we are, doesn't matter how much money we have, how much influence we may have, sometimes we face things that we can't do anything about. But we can trust God. We can go to his word and find out what he says. Amen? So Jesus told them, have faith in God. So he went on to say, verse 23, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Hallelujah. And sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what are the mountains in our lives? What are those hindrances? What's in the way? What's hindering us from serving God? What's hindering our health? And we could go on and on and on. And Jesus said we need to start talking to it. And he set the example how to do it. He set the example how to do it. Matter of fact, I didn't plan to go there, but let's do it anyway. Let's flip forward to the fourth chapter of Luke. Fourth chapter of Luke. Now remember, Jesus said, you know, say to this mountain, be moved and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Now, in Luke chapter 4, I'll just begin reading it verse 1 and show you how Jesus used his words, what he had to say about the situation he was facing, his mountain. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, Any of you ever had the devil speak to you? Yeah, all of us have. I'm not saying it audibly, but you knew it wasn't God. All right? Amen. So, verse 3, and the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Now, we need to see something here. Let me back up to verse 2. It says, being tempted for 40 days and by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, what's the next three words? He was what? He was hungry. Amen. He was hungry. He hadn't eaten for 40 days. And he was hungry. Now, I wanted to let you in on something. Listen to me, please. Your enemy tries to attack you at your weakest point. Notice Jesus was hungry. He'd been fasting. He was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God. Now, he's already questioning him, his deity. If you are the Son of God. Command this stone to become bread. Why would he tempt him with food? Somebody tell me. It's an easy answer. He was hungry. He was hungry. Amen. But Jesus answering him, saying, everybody say, saying. It is written. How are we going to move the mountains that we face in our lives? Yes, we have to speak to these mountains, but we're going to have to use the word of God. You're still here. You're going to have to use the word of God. If Jesus, the Son of the living God, used the word of God, how much more do you and I have to use the word of God? So Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, by every word of God. Hallelujah. You're still here. Now, Jesus didn't have the New Testament, but he went into the Old. And he spoke the word of God. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Let me say something too while I'm on, before I go on further. If there is lack in your life, and I may be speaking to someone who's watching the stream here, if there's lack in your life, and you don't know what to do, go to the Bible and find God's promises, where he promises that he will meet your every need, and begin to say his words after him. Jesus spoke God's word, the Father's word, after him. guess what? We also need to speak his word after him. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So now you have to understand, you know, the devil couldn't, he couldn't handle that, so he had to move on. But by the way, let me finish what I was about to say. If you stand on God's word, and if you will believe God, spend time with him, talking to him, praying, God will open that door for you. He'll send someone across your path. Amen. It may be a bag of groceries. It may be a job opportunity. I don't know how he'll do it, but I'm here to tell you, if you will trust him and stand on his word, he will open a door for you. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 5, then the devil taking him up on a high mountain, showing him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory. For this has been delivered to me, and it had through Adam, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Get behind me, mountain. See, the devil was in his way. He said, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Now, the point I'm making here, notice Jesus is talking back to his situation. He's talking back to his circumstances. He's talking back to his resistance. He's talking back to the devil. But he's using the word of God on him. Oh, you're still here. He's using the word of God on him. Let's read on. Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. Now, get this. The devil realized that what he was doing wasn't working. So he decided to change up a little bit. Now he's trying to use the word of God on Jesus. Have you ever had somebody try to use the word of God on you and you knew they weren't of God? But they tried. Can I tell you something? That's the reason you need to know the word of God. That way, when these false teachers, false prophets, or whatever they may be, come at you, you know the word of God and you recognize deception when you see it. You're still here. So, verse 10, this is the devil talking. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. Now, that tells us right there. The devil know a little about what the word says. Because if he didn't, he couldn't deceive some folks. Don't just fall for anything. Verse 11, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. But Jesus wasn't having any of that. Verse 12, and Jesus answered and what? Said, he's still talking, and said to him, it has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to Mark chapter 11. I wanted to read those verses to you because anytime Jesus faced a situation, he knew how to deal with it through the Word of God. And that's the way we should deal with situations. That's the way we should deal with circumstances in our life. Amen? So Jesus told him, if you say to this mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, it's going to be done. Hallelujah. Now, let's move on. Verse 24, I'm at Mark chapter 11 now. In verse 24, it says, Jesus is still speaking here. And whenever you stand praying, now Jesus is beginning to teach them concerning prayer. Prayer. Prayer and faith. Hold your place there at Mark chapter 11. And I want you to go with me to the book of James. Now, Jesus is teaching now concerning prayer and faith. Let me see where I want to begin here. I'll just begin James chapter 5, verse 13. It says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now look at verse 15. It says, and the prayer of what? Say again. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Hallelujah. So now Jesus is teaching them concerning faith, having faith in God. But I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, when we pray, we need to pray in faith. Not in doubt, not in unbelief, but in faith. Because the prayer of faith will save the sick. The prayer of faith will cause your needs to be met. The prayer of faith will cause things to change. Glory to God. All righty. Let's go back now to Mark chapter 11. Now, look at verse 24 again. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. All right, we're traveling a good bit tonight, so go ahead. I hope you got your traveling shoes on. Turn to the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. John, the 14th chapter. Verse 12. Again, Jesus is teaching here. And most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater work than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, let me point out something to you. I want to read verse 13 again. And whatever you ask in my name, Jesus said this, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I'll give you something to think about here. When we pray the prayer of faith, and our prayers are answered, whether it's for us personally or if we're praying for someone else. Too many times, man himself, I'll just say people, want the credit, okay? They want the credit for it. And we are blessed as a result of our prayers being answered, whether it's personally or if it's for someone we love. Ready for this? Jesus says, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Every prayer we pray should be to glorify God. That's the reason we need to continually grow our faith and build our faith. It's not for us to look so spiritual. It's not for us to for folks to say about us, ooh, what great woman of faith she is. Oh, what great man of faith he is. It's to glorify God. When God answers a prayer, it's to glorify him, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Are y'all grabbing this? Please don't let this slip by. Amen. Therefore, you should want your needs met to glorify God. Do you know if you broke? If you don't have anything to give, you can't be a blessing. It says over in Peter that God blesses us to do what? Be a blessing. Let me say that again. God blesses us, not so that we can brag. No. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing. And let me say it this way. He blesses us so that the Father can be glorified in the Son. Amen. I hope y'all grabbing this. Amen. And because it brings glory to the Father, because the Father is glorified in the Son, then Jesus said in verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. We are here to glorify God. We are here to magnify God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Wow. Time is moving right along, and I haven't even got started yet. Glory to God. Glory to God. I haven't even started on my new stuff yet, and I probably won't get to. But I want to say this to you. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. I think we were there last week. Galatians 5. Real quick. Is this blessing you? One thing I want to be known as, and none of us have reached our goal, we're still pressing forward. I know I am. But one thing I want to be known as, especially in heaven, if not so much in earth, but in heaven, I want to be known as a person of faith. How about you? I want to be known as a person of faith, a person that believed God, a person that trusts God, a person that brought glory to God because he believed in God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in order to accomplish that, one thing we got to understand, and I told you this last week, and I'm telling you again this week, faith works by love. Faith works by love. In Galatians chapter 5, look at verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Amen. That's New King James Version, working through love. I think the King James says working by love, if I'm not mistaken there. But listen, how many of you want to be a person of great faith? Person of great faith. Amen. How many of you want the Father to be glorified because of your faith? Amen. I know I do. Hallelujah. How many of you want to see other, not just your life, but other people's lives change because of your faith? Well, the first thing you got to do is make up your mind that you're going to be a person of love. Hallelujah. Amen. If you give, give because you love that person, not because you want to be seen. Matter of fact, Jesus said, if you do it that way, you have your reward. You were seen. I don't want to do anything to lose my reward in heaven. Amen. Now, naturally, we understand, you know, we living in on a populated earth. Folks going to see some things we do, but we're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it because we love people. And we want to magnify God. If you want your faith to grow, yes, you need to get in the Word of God. You need to study the Word of God. You need to meditate on the Word of God. But you need to make a decision that I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to love people. I'm going to love people. It doesn't matter whether they love me or not, but I am going to love them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Now, folks, I tell you what, we'll get into this again next week. Let me read verse 6 to you, though, from the New Living Translation. Verse 6, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. It says, "For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is, remember this, what is important is faith expressing itself in love." I'm going to read that to you again. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. Hallelujah. And I'm going to end tonight right there. Faith expressing itself in love. Faith working through love. Father, we thank you for your word. Oh, Father, we thank you that this word would never ever return to you void. But as we walk it out in our lives,